Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kasabay ng inaasahang pagbawi sa restrictions kaugnay ng COVID-19, madami mga pagbabago ang kailangang makasanayan. Ano nga ba ang new normal na ituturing at paano ba dapat natin ito sabayan? Para gabayan tayo patungkol dyan, narito ang panayam sa ating kababayang psychotherapist na si Mana Maniago. Mana, people across the country have been anticipating yung easing ng restrictions in light of the COVID-19 pandemic. In your view, no, as a psychotherapist, what might the new normal be like in terms of the following aspects? Pero maybe we can start with work.
Okay. Thanks for inviting me, Christina, for this. I'm really happy that I'm able to share what I know in terms of, like, you know, helping our kababayans with getting to know the new norm. I think at work, or in general, actually, I think social distancing will be the norm. So the fact that every one of us are still uncertain of what's going to happen next is one of the things that will stop us from continuing what we're doing before. Things such as ability for us to focus, or being comfortable with other people, or even thinking about, like, you know, the future, may have changed by now. And the fact that we're going back increased that feeling of uncertainty as well, because I think all of us, regardless, like, you know, how we do work, how we do our domestic life, or even with our social interactions, all of us will still have the feeling of being cautious until such time that we are out of this pandemic. So at work, like I said,
social distancing.
Yes. And also, probably most of us, we like, you know, having that little chats in our offices, you know, coffee chats natin, and catching up with everyday lives. But now I think all of us will not be comfortable being at a close distance.
Okay.
So, yeah, so also some offices might offer prolonged work from home. So that option may be there for a long period of time. Or maybe at work, as you know, they might organize something about, like, they're still going to be connected, but at a distance.
Okay, at a distance. So it's still physically distancing yourself from others, di ba?
That's right, yeah.
Okay, sige. So that's the new norm na nakikita mo, na anticipate mo patungkol sa trabaho. How about domestic life?
With domestic life, I think our conscious effort of making sure that, good personal hygiene is followed, I think that would be the norm. Also, in our domestic life as well, because the last couple of weeks, I know we've been locked down, and some of us, we're not doing as much. So I think we were able to understand the value of time and how we'll be able to be productive with it. During, like, you know, ever since the start of the lockdown, even my son, before the pandemic, I always have to make sure that he's washing his hands. But now I think it's been instilled in his mind and I think making conscious effort na niya to make sure na always washing his hands. So
that's really good.
Yeah. So I think it's a good sign.
Oo, totoo. Tsaka ano na nga eh, iba pag na-imbibe mo na, di ba? Tapos talaga na-incorporate na siya sa lifestyle mo na. It's almost automatic na. Hindi na kailangan inag ni mommy or ni daddy.
Yes, that's
okay.
Right.
So you said sa personal hygiene, yan yung mga pagbabago sa domestic life. But I like how you mentioned yung learning yung value ng oras. Bakit sa tingin mo ba nung una, we might have taken it for granted?
Yes, I think so. Pre-COVID, because we're so busy leading a busy life, as you know, here in Australia, lahat tayo laging trabaho. We're very time poor.
Mm-mm.
So not unless we make time for something, that's when we get time. But really, yung bilis ng panahon dito sa Australia and making sure that you're working all the time, I think that left us with no time with spending time with family or sometimes friends, and even just calling our relatives in the Philippines. With me, I still got my mom back home, right? Mm-hmm. But before, because of work, because of family, with all those things that we need to do, I rarely call her. Minsan, once a week lang, or sometimes just like, you know, just a text. But really, when after this, like, you know, after this pandemic or during the pandemic, I made a conscious effort na tawagan siya every day. So I think that's a good thing that came out of this pandemic as well.
Yung parang treasuring also meaningful connections, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Aside from learning how to value time and what you can make out of that limited time you have in a day. Now, how about social interactions? What might the new normal be like?
Oh, I think that has changed as well. The way we greet our friends and family, before, diba, we always do beso-beso or big hugs. Yeah, that's right, big hugs. I think it will be replaced by just a big smile and actually a genuine smile. Mm-hmm. You know the feeling of, like, you know, you really wanted to hug someone or kiss someone because you really are happy to see them. Because of the caution, like, you know, that... We still have to be cautious. I think that would stop us from doing the beso-beso. Probably just a distant hug or blowing of kisses will be the new norm.
Ang sad, no, ng air kisses. Yeah. And on that note, paano naman kaya, no? So paano kaya natin dapat intindihin? How can we make sense of yung mga pagbabago sa ating paligid, di ba? How should people make sense of these changes? Lalo na, di ba, kasi na, kahit anong sabihin natin, may epekto yan sa ating pag-iisip. Diba? Or maybe how we relate to other people and how we just literally make sense of things.
Mm-hmm. I think we all need to be open and we need to accept the changes. Siguro, at this time, I think we need to accept na there are things or these things are now happening and it's beyond our control. Okay? I think with us, right, as Filipinos, we all have this innate resilience. I think it's part of our culture na whatever happens, tuloy lang. Okay? So, we are incredibly, like, capable to adapt to any kinds of situations. So, kahit mahirap ang situation, we can adapt and we can always find ways to make it better. And I think it's one of our best traits. So, I think how we'll be able to assist ourselves is to first be kind to ourselves. You might say, paano?
Yes,
how
will exactly.
we be able to... kind to ourselves. So I think by understanding, like, you know, these things are not under our control, despite our efforts. People kasi, our tendency is to make sure that people think we are doing well. Magaling tayong i-mask yung totoong feelings natin.
Magpanggap so, for others.
Exactly, magpanggap.
Okay. Yeah.
So I guess what we can do is we can be more open and, you know, we can share our feelings with the people we trust. One good thing about, like, you know, about this pandemic, actually, what came out of this is our ability to be empathic to others, too. So that means kahit na magsabi ka, let's just say for me, example, I'm the one that's finding it hard to cope with a new norm. Mm-hmm. I can easily talk to someone and that person can be empathic to me because everyone knows, most of us knows, that we are on the same boat.
Yeah. Can relate, ika nga. Can relate lahat. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I really like yung mga sinabi mo, kailangan maging open at tanggapin ang mga pagbabago dahil hindi natin to kontrolado. And if at all, dapat maging mabait sa sarili and also maging emphatic or sabihin natin yung hindi naman sa pakikipagkapakatao pero parang yung may malasakit ka sa iba.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So now... siguro ano na lang, final message sa mga may mga pinagdadaanan ngayon na kahit papano ay medyo na, hindi naman sa nadidisorient, but they're still finding it really difficult to accept na ito na ang bagong normal.
I know it's easy for me to say na, yeah, you have to be kind to yourself, okay? but the thing is, there's no point actually of beating ourselves up. It's in our DNA then now we want to be in control and if we're not, we tend to fall apart.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I think being kind to yourself is just to make sure that you're just be happy with what we have now, mm-hmm. yung pagiging present, okay? So pagiging present with yourself, na, let's just say, like, affirm to yourself na, okay, this is the new norm, I can do it. People around me are on the same boat. And because when you think about it like that, it creates a sense of normalcy, mm-hmm. okay? And it's easier for us to accept it. Mm-hmm. We know that everyone, the government or, like, you know, around us are trying to make sure that we'll get out of this pandemic better and we'll bounce back better. When we think of other people, it's one way of promoting community. So thinking about all of us are going through the same thing, and the more that we are kind to each other, the more it's easier for us, all of us, to transition to the new norm.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.